Hello, everyone. If you've just joined us, we're in the middle of one of our networking sessions, and this is where we do our TAD talk, we call it the arts debate. It's a little spot that we put in the middle of some of our meetings to give everyone a break. And now, for the first time, which is very exciting, we're going to have some poetry. So, Heidi Piper is one of our full members, and she's going to read us a poem. So, Heidi, thank you so much. I'm going to spotlight you so that we can all see you nicely. There we go. There's Heidi.
I need to get onto the meeting, and thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I
Thanks,
can't.
Heidi. I'll be missing your poem, Heidi.
Bye.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll probably connect with Dara offline. Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Heidi, thank you so much for offering to do this. We're looking forward to this. So you've got everyone's eager to hear. So would you like to just tell us a little bit first about the work that you do?
So yeah, hi everybody. Thank you so much. My name is Heidi. I'm a ghostwriter for a living, and I write poetry on the side. And I'm trying to get a lot braver by reading my poetry wherever I can, which is quite a new thing for me. So I've been writing poetry for about the past 4 years, and I started it as a mental health tool, really. And it's grown. So I've got this poem today. And the subject of the poem is Vincent van Gogh. But the inspiration for the poem came from Don McLean's song, Vincent. It's the one that goes, Starry, Starry Night. And it's a really beautiful song. And I love the lyrics. I love the love that he has for Vincent van Gogh in the song. And the song inspired me to discover more about Vincent van Gogh, more beyond his paintings. And I fell in love with him too. So I wrote this poem as an exploration of how creativity and inspiration, it has power and it has meaning beyond, it's timeless, beyond generations. It's somebody writing 200 years ago will inspire us now, and then whatever we create today will go on and inspire other people. So this poem is called Vincent's Song. That darkened day, he drew the stars around his coursing well of pain and stroked the spirals slowly down to flicker, held within his frame. Became the hour I saw myself, ablaze in zinc and leaden white, spinning blind from where I sought a fleck of peace in that dark night. An exhalation made of sky, all loneliness spread from his hand to turn in silent revolutions, bold and delicately grand. Oppressed by walls pressed to his head, the beat of life clanged like a bell. The window keeper of his breath, the cypress tree his sentinel. And yet I freely walked his paths, the golden choir unveiled for me to reap a harvest for my soul and lull me into poetry. Into his purple room I climbed, the altar of his yellow home, and from the window watched him dance with ochre, umber, orange, chrome. Untethered by the calling crows, I slipped inside the artist's bed, and cradled by creation's hymn, I wrapped his dreams around my head. To whispers of another time, I woke to voices harsh and small that scraped the slanting town, but faintly music sighed beyond it all. It bustled past the empty faces, buried bodies etched in blue, who followed lines they traced along the rails and roads and avenues, until it found another hand. A guitar strummed a space to breathe, and faces shimmered with the song of memories stirred from underneath that sang a long, long time ago, a voice I knew from years before, when crumbling deep inside, he made me feel I was alone no more. This soul who blazed a light alive while faces flinched to fend his glare now draws them, peering, gasping breath, to see themselves suspended there in painted maps that score the truth, extending shade in rippled layers from our dear Vincent dancing free inside his shining fields of prayers. There we are.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much, Heidi. I felt transported. I was listening to every word, and
Thank you.
you delivered it really well.
Thank you.
It was, yeah, those images started coming to life. It was fantastic. So there's a ripple of applause going all the way around. I can see it. Thank you so much for doing that. And I'm glad I've recorded this. So excellent. It's very kind of you to do that. Thank you
Thank
so
you, Mark.
much. Would anyone else like to add to my praise? Do jump off mute if you enjoyed that and want to thank Heidi.
Can
Yes, please, Dora.
I? I literally felt shivers. It was lovely, Heidi. Like Mark said, you can really see not only Vincent's paintings, but get a sense of how he might have felt, especially during his time in the mental asylum. I feel like it's very fitting that you chose him as the subject and also addressee of your poem, as someone that turned to poetry as a tool for, say, I'd like to call it art therapy, and that's kind of one, it's an interest of mine that I've been developing over the recent years. So really lovely. Thank you so much for that. It was very inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you, Dora. Thank you.
Thank you, Dora, and thank you, Heidi. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Mark.